Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. Real quick, what you're about to hear is a preview episode of our brand new podcast, Office Horror Stories. This is a podcast all about crazy bosses, insane coworkers, and workplaces from hell. If you like the show, please search it wherever you're downloading podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, whatever it may be, and press subscribe on that podcast, Office Horror Stories. And if you really like the podcast and want to be our employee of the month and pick up a $100 Visa gift card, then leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Shoot me a screenshot of that review. Send it to Tony@OfficeHorrorStories.com. And you'll be in the drawing. Every month we pick a brand new employee of the month and award them with a $100 Visa gift card for showing that support on Apple Podcasts with a review. So thank you in advance for that. Now, without further ado, here's a preview portion of the new podcast, Office Horror Stories. What do you do when you're having difficulty speaking and everyone thinks the innocent phrase you're trying to communicate is explicit and vile? Today we hear of one such workplace nightmare that most will never, ever forget.
Welcome to the world of crazy workplaces, Office Horror Stories.
Have a crazy workplace story to share? Call in toll free.
1-833-HATE-JOB.
1-833-HATE-JOB.
Or write in at OfficeHorrorStories.com. This is Office Horror Stories.
That it is. 833-HATE-JOB is our phone number. Right on the website, OfficeHorrorStories.com. And please do press subscribe on whatever platform it is you listen to us on, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, you name it. Pressing subscribe helps us grow in those rankings, lets other folks know that we exist, and helps this show exist in general. So please do that, and thank you in advance. Leave a review, too, if you feel so inclined. Takes a couple seconds, and it's amazing how far that goes. So thank you for that. And by the way, when you do leave a review right now, then you email me a screenshot of that. Send it to Tony@OfficeHorrorStories.com, TONY@OfficeHorrorStories.com. You're in the drawing for a $100 Visa gift card. Every month we're giving one away through the through 2020. So if you want to be the employee of the month, And get that, there's your mic, and get that Visa gift card, get in the drawing for that, sign up to get it, simply leave us a screenshot of the review that you left on Apple Podcasts, and you're in the drawing. New winner every single month. We'll be drawing one soon, and we'll even call them on the air.
Okay.
You won't have to say what story you left or anything like that. You don't have to leave a story, just leave a review. And we'll get you somebody hooked up with that once a month. So it's better than a shitty parking spot or a name on a plaque that's like down a hall that no one
picture hung in the lounge.
I never wanted to be an employee. I don't think I ever was. I really do. I'm trying to think back. One station I had did that, and I think that I don't think I ever got the title of. It's just kind of a shitty employee, I guess.
I never worked anywhere that they did employee of the month.
It seemed to me it was always, I don't know. It always went to somebody who didn't deserve it in a lot of cases. And that's not the case in, every workplace. But it seemed the place that I did do it, it was always like, well, that person's kind of on the edge. We should probably give them a little morale boost so they don't come in here and, you know, do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It just went to like, there's so many times there's like this one vile person I worked with and she was just a horrible human being and just rude, lied. I mean, no one loved the person. When they left, it was like, hooray. But I think she got it like two or three times.
Really?
And it's like, why the fuck are you doing? I mean, it's like, I know it's like designed as like a morale booster.
Mm-hmm.
All it does is piss off 99.9% of your staff. And then the one person who gets it is just a shitty individual. It's not going to change. It's not going to make them not a horrible person. It's like, oh, I got this award and this parking spot. Now I'm not going to be a bitch to everybody. That's not how it works.
Well, I would love to see the stats on if employee of the month programs truly improved the workplace.
I don't know. I was talking with Carol about this the other day on an episode, and I was saying, I wonder if employee of the month, just your status quo employee of the month programs have to be changed as new generations come into the workforce, as you have a millennial, you have the one after that, I don't even know what it's called, entering the workforce. The generations that had essentially the participation awards.
Yeah.
If they can even handle the concept of employee of the month, or it's like, why didn't I get that? You know, I'm not bitching because I didn't get it. I just think it was ineffectively run.
You know, I think there's a lot of versions of that in the workplace now. Like, I worked a place where they had salesperson of the month. So if you worked behind the scenes, you know, you were the one getting the shit for the salesperson to the customer. You got no love. Nobody cared about you.
No.
It didn't matter if you had literally called the semi driver to see when the truck's going to be there with the shipment.
Yeah.
None of that shit mattered.
No.
So it was just whoever made the most money. And I get it. You have to have sales to make the company run. But you also have the people behind the scenes that need to get the stuff and need to know how to do that to make the customers happy.
Well, it's just it's an antiquated system. I mean, the way that a lot of it's run, where it's like everybody's in the pool for this. It's like, well, how about by department or something where it's like you're not competing? I mean, and how about the actual incentives aren't an insult?
Yeah.
You know, that's I think to me was always kind of one of the joke things of employee of the month or bonus. It's like, who fucking cares? Like some of it was like, you got a $20 Applebee's gift card. It's like, I'm so glad I put in the extra weekend or four and went above and beyond and did all this for that extra, you know, chicken wing appetizer. That's really fucking worth. It's like, thank you. So it's almost it's like you're better off. I think so many times employers do the, here's the bonus that we care about you. And it's they'd be better off not doing shit. They'd be better off just saying, thank you, we really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Versus giving an antiquated gift that's borderline an insult.
I would rather just have the thank you from who it, you know, from somebody that it mattered that it came from that person.
Yeah.
Versus here's the whole embarrassing pony show.
Yeah. It seems to me a lot of those gifts, you know, the we care about you things are so out of touch. Where it's like, do you really think, you know, Mr. Like everybody's driving like Geo Metros, and then like the manager's like in the top line Mercedes. It's like, do you really think that, you know, two leg and thigh chicken dinner that you just gave me is like changing my day? And the look of I'm so proud of them, and they're really gonna appreciate this.
Just, no.
It's like, no, this is a fucking insult. Anyway, that's anyway. We do genuinely appreciate our employee of the month.
I'm always employee of the month, right?
Yes, you are. Except I don't give you a parking spot or anything else anymore.
That's okay.
But there you go. That's how it works here. But $100 gift card for leaving a review. I think that's a good
good
payoff. Just and you get a show every single week. So get a chance to do that. We do appreciate that. 833-HATE-JOB is our number. 833-HATE-JOB. Let's go to our first story. It says so. I worked for a bank that's owned by a brother and sister. They're both older people, but close in age. I'd say somewhere in their 60s. The sister is a money-hungry bitch, and the brother is very nice and laid back. The sister loves to have her hands on everything and pushes everyone around. One day towards the end of the day, they were both in a meeting with a couple other employees. The tension between the two had been stirring up a lot lately. But like I said, the brother is very laid back and can take a lot from people without getting mad. I'm not sure what was all said that day, but the brother had reached his limit with his sister's mess. He stands up, walks over to her, and punches her square in the face, breaking her nose and jaw in front of everyone. It was a madhouse after that. He just turns and walks out of the office while everyone else is running frantically around the bank. She's lying there in a pool of blood crying. I know this may sound horrible, but it was the best day of my life. She deserved it 100%. Don't get me wrong. I never think it's okay for a man to hit a woman, but if you had a sister like this one, you would totally understand. She's the worst person ever. So after that, she ends up missing a lot of work because she doesn't want to be seen with a black and blue face. She ends up suing him. He gets arrested while at work, and he loses shares of the bank, and she takes completely over. It's totally hell after that. So I eventually get fed up with working for her and I find another job. She was a complete ass to me in my last day. So a couple of weeks after I quit, I send her an anonymous dicks by mail package. If you do not know what that is, it's a thing where you can order a box full of penis confetti and it bursts all over the room after opening with a hateful message inside. They do not put a sender name on there, so the person has no way of knowing where or who it came from. If only I could have been a fly on the wall to watch her open that package. This story may make me sound horrible, but you literally would know why I hate her if you ever met her. One more thing to add, another lady that worked there was always kissing the sister's ass, but everyone hated also. Said on that after every sentence that she always was a speaker at meetings and events. It's very annoying. So glad to be away from there finally. Thank you for reading my story on the air.
That's hilarious that a company like that exists.
It's not an endorsement. It's not an advertisement. It's just in the story. I didn't know that was even in there, but that's interesting.
That's fun.
I know there's, I've seen online companies that do like poop by mail.
Okay.
Where you can order various, and I think like there's options of, and yes, because I looked into it. I've never sent it, but I... Because I get angry.
Okay.
Because I get frustrated. And I mean, I've never done anything vengeful to anybody ever. Uh-huh. Like, I really haven't. This maybe sounds like a wuss, but I've never been like in a fight, like a physical altercation. I've never, I don't know. I've called somebody Hitler once when I quit a job.
Okay.
Or got fired from a job. The one time I ever got fired. But, that I think was the worst I've done. I just, you know, because he was horrible. He was a horrible boss. But I've never done like the, and now I'm going to get super revenge. The shit runs through my mind and I like to go and see what's out there, especially today in today's, you know, world of what exists. But I've had some horrible clients that have just been really, really shitty in the world of making radio and TV ads. And I've never done anything, but I've looked like, what's out there? And there's options of like you can send dog shit, cat shit. I believe even human shit's an option.
Oh wow.
And it's just like the dick by mail thing where it's you know, it's an unmarked box. And I would think that, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know that's even legal. Technically. I would think that if somebody really wanted to investigate that, you could. If you had the money.
I would be nervous to send anything by mail.
Yeah.
Unless it's like couriered over and it's not through the mail service. Yeah,
I would think it might border on like federal offense.
Yeah,
of some sort, or this today terrorism. You know, sending anything like that. So I certainly wouldn't endorse that. But I from what I can tell, these services exist. Who knows if they work? But
I'm assuming they know the laws in their area.
I guess so. Would that be a fun one at like a city council meeting where there's just a horrible workplace and the boss just keeps getting shit by mail and dicks by mail and all sorts of shit by mail that the city council like has to go and like have a vote on. We're in our county. It's now a crime to send this by mail. And that has to be brought up like right next to like the school board issues.
That's great.
Like we're going to add pretzel sticks to the menu next week at the cafeteria at the local elementary. And oh yeah, no more penises in the mail. That might be an odd one to have to go through in the meeting. 833-HATE-JOB is our number. 833-HATE-JOB or write in at officehorrorstories.com. Anonymously share your office horror stories with us. If you haven't done so yet, please press subscribe on the platform that you're currently listening to us on. Let's go to our next story. It says, I work in education. If I'd begin by saying drunken, thoughtless, destitute, brainless, immoral freak, every dean, chancellor, or university president would self-identify and join their cases to sue me by some famous New York City celebrity attorney. So I'll keep this about a personal work hell I created all by myself.
I had a bad back for about 30 years. My spine disintegrated at about 28 years of age. I'm 65 now. And I backdoored my way into teaching. I was in constant agony, but it was far better than shoveling cement. As the years went on, the pain became worse, and after my fourth surgery, I found relief. However, between my third and fourth surgery, it was getting particularly bad. I was pushing desks together on which to lie to answer questions after class. Though a friend of a friend, or through a friend of a friend of a friend, an ex-wife, I got in contact the third to foremost back surgeon on the planet. I had to fly back to University Hospital in Madison, Wisconsin to see him. After the initial exam, he brought in the MRIs to view and discuss with me. You have what is called big disc disease. It's caused by an old injury. Blood quits flowing to that area of your spine and the disc looks gray. So in the MRI, so see, I asked for the remedy and he told me there wasn't any. After my whining, he suggested a drug that I take. It was a big derivative from a big pharma that had not yet been discovered as being poison. I begged for it. He told me it's non-narcotic and the only known side effect if it makes your mouth dry. I know from experience a dry mouth is easily handled by a bag of chips. So I flew back home, my first class of the fresh new year, beginning 2 days later. I brought the pills and began taking them the evening before my first class. For 2 weeks before the beginning of the term, the students could check into the dorms and acclimate themselves to a new lifestyle. This means drinking for 2 weeks and throwing up on each other. My first class was at 7 a.m. I was in my office early preparing for the day. When I strode into class at 7:01 a.m., I was ready. I'd taken my pills and carried a large plastic cup full of ice water. It was a terrible room, bowling alley style. It was narrow, went on seemingly forever. My roster included 48 kids. As I walked up the center of the narrow room, I could smell exactly what the kids away from home for the first time had been doing. Weed, vomit, cigarettes, poop, vomit, beer, weed, more poop, more vomit, etc. I formally introduced myself. My name is Professor So-and-so. I'll be teaching this. Since this is the first class and the first day of your college career, I'll be teaching you more than the subject of this class. I'll be teaching you self-reliance, independence, how to study, how to discipline yourself. But first, I want to apologize. I'll be sipping from this water cup because I have a very dry mouth from taking a non-narcotic drug for a very painful condition. The kids are staring down at their desks so hungover they can't focus without vomiting. The smell created this vortex of sick that hung in the room and surrounded all of us. Now imagine the high-pitched voice of an innocent 18-year-old girl in the first row, absolutely determined to connect with her first professor and make a good impression. What is your painful condition, Professor So-and-so? Well, I say, I have what's called big disc disease. Except because my mouth was dry, I didn't say disc. I clearly told 45 supremely hungover 18-year-olds I had big dick disease. To make it worse, I began yelling, "No, no, no, disc, disc." The hungover mob perked up, looked at me once through their beady little bloodshot eyes, and started laughing. They laughed for about 35 minutes. As it died down, a big kid in the back said, "Hey, man, don't worry about it, Professor. I got that same damn thing." The laughter for another 30 minutes, and I dismissed the class. For the next 4 years, I had kids from that class meeting me in the hall somewhere and asking about my condition.
That's awesome. At least they had a good sense of humor about it.
Yeah, and they didn't get fired, and it was very much, here's what happened. Wow. Well, there's another side effect of the drug.
Mm-hmm.
The dry mouth really did that. Wow. Have you ever taken anything that made you say anything incorrectly or crazy or
not that I can think of? No,
I can't think of anything.
No.
When you had your LASIK done years ago, they gave you some fun stuff. That's where we're going to pause the preview portion of this episode of Office Horror Stories. If you want the full thing, all you have to do is go find it wherever you download podcasts. Just search Office Horror Stories on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Castbox, whatever it may be, you name it. Search Office Horror Stories, press subscribe, start binging away today. And like I said earlier, please do leave us a review, especially on Apple Podcasts. Once you do that, email me a screenshot of it, send it to Tony at OfficeHorrorStories.com, and I'll put you in the drawing to be our Employee of the Month
and gets somebody hooked up with a $100 Visa gift card. Brand new winner every single month. So show your support, maybe a $100 Visa gift card. Thank you for the support and hope you enjoyed Office Horror Stories.